Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Total Information AM continues. Good morning. I'm Michael Calhoun, in for Megan Lynch. And new this morning, St. Louisans vote on pocketbook issues across the region. Two school districts had issues on the ballot Tuesday. Voters in Rockwood said no to Prop S, which would have raised the property tax rate for teacher salary increases. That measure failed 51-49. But in Melville, voters easily passed a measure that wouldn't raise taxes, but would let the district continue levying a portion of its property tax rate for capital projects. Creve Coeur voters approved a municipal use tax. Nearly 63% said yes to a sales tax on out-of-state companies. Voters in Ladue and Festus defeated use tax proposals, 70% against it in Festus, 52% against in Ladue. Vanita Park said no to a quarter-cent sales tax increase. Bell Fountain Neighbors approved a 3% city tax on marijuana.
We're all using more electricity than ever.
That's Kirkwood Mayor Liz Gibbons, and like Ameren customers, there is a rate increase taking effect. Kirkwood manages their own power company.
And in addition to electric costing more, there were cost overruns with the Kirkwood major infrastructure improvements.
So that was all done, and without any rate increases since 2016, our electric department overspent their budget this year with those upgrades, and now we need to replace that.
Mayor Gibbons tells KMLX she estimates the cost overrun should be paid back in about 5 years. However, it is not known if electric rates will go back to the 2025 numbers simply because of the uncertainty and demand for more electricity. Maria Aquino, KMLX News.
After a report found St. Louis employees are vastly underpaid, the city is raising all starting salaries to within 5% of the regional average, but what about experienced staff?
Mayor Kara Spencer says they will begin negotiating with unions for raises for employees across the pay scale. However, not just for union employees.
While we talked about negotiating with the unions for an across-the-board pay raise, it will impact all city employees, regardless of union affiliations.
Mayor Spencer hopes the raises will be in place by February and says they will impact all departments across the city, including the fire department, but not the police department. This is because they are now under state control, and it's up to the state-appointed board to decide. In St. Louis City Hall, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
We continue to follow the latest with the machinist strike against Boeing. The district negotiators for the union say the difference between the recent proposal from the union and the rejected offer from Boeing is just about $8 million spread out over 4 years. They call that a fraction of what the company spends on executive bonuses. Boeing has said they're going out to hire permanent replacement workers. COVID in wastewater is rising in states around Missouri, showing an increase in cases locally could be on its way. Washington University's Dr. Tiffany Osborne tells KMOX, despite the CDC's recommendations, many medical professional organizations still suggest you get the COVID shot.
The Academy of Pediatrics, the Academy of Family Physicians, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Infectious Disease Society, they are all suggesting that people get vaccinated.
She says most private health insurance groups cover the costs of the COVID vaccine. After several years without it, Missouri brought back a tax credit for movies and TV shows in order to incentivize them to shoot in the Show Me State. Andrea Sporsik-Klund, director of the Missouri Film Office, says the timing couldn't be better.
Right now, the industry is so tightening its belt and trying not to, you know, trying to have reasonable budgets, and every little bit helps them.
She says recent big productions to utilize the tax credit include Soul on Fire and Ted Lasso. The Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Today is the inauguration for St. Louis University's new president. The ceremony for Dr. Edward Faeser, SLU's 34th president, is set for this morning at 10:15 at Chaffetz Arena. He spoke with Chris and Amy recently about overall enrollment being down, but more foreign students are attending.
What we have to all of us do, I think, in higher education is recognize that there is a more diverse set of students out there of all walks of life who need access to higher education of various kinds, and we need to adjust to that. That's an appropriate response to the situation we're in.
Today's keynote speaker at the ceremony is Holden Thorpe, editor-in-chief of the Science Family of Journals and a former provost at WashU. Faeser officially took over the role of president back on July 1st after the retirement of Dr. Fred Pastello.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.